Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Teresa Hartley, Transportation Director for the Mid Prairie School District, about the warm temperatures over the last week melting lots of snow and ice around the area, which could also be leading to a challenge for rural school bus drivers.
Gravel roads at this time of year, a lot of thawing and melting going on here the last couple of days. What are the shape of the roads there in your Mid Prairie School District?
It just depends on the location, obviously, but they're getting pretty soggy in certain spots, but we always know just kind of go day to day and make a plan from there. If we have to call and make some arrangements, we will do so.
So how does the district go about determining, you know, obviously with snow and ice, it's a little bit easier to make a determination of the hard surface roads only, but soft gravel roads, how do you guys factor that in?
Yep, I am very lucky here at the Mid Prairie School District because Mark Schneider, our superintendent, does a lot of those. He will go out and kind of drive our gravel roads and kind of see what he determines. Of course, he knows that I will do the same, and then he will ask me my thoughts, and we kind of work together on what they're like, and he gives me a little bit of his thoughts, and we make a plan from there. And the drivers are really good at giving us information, too. We have one great team that will let me know if they see some issues, and if we start seeing too many of them, we know that it's probably time to go to hard surface routes.
You drive a bus yourself.
That I do.
Describe the feeling if maybe you turn onto a gravel road that maybe you thought was good enough to drive on and then you realize maybe not so much.
You know, you just got to play it for fun. I mean, the kids will be like, hey, what's going on? You know, if you decide that you need to turn around and you just tell them, I mean, yeah, tell them what's happening, but I don't think you make it a big deal. I mean, a lot of them are going to be like, oh, where are we going now? But yeah, if you turn it down a road and you see that it's going to be too muddy, you want to turn around probably before you would head down it, because you got to take into consideration trying to get however many kids on your bus down that muddy road if you would get stuck to get to another bus. So I'd rather be safe than sorry.
You ever get a bus stuck yourself?
No, but I thought at one point I thought I was gonna last year. It really bogged the bus down, but we just kind of talked to those parents and made different arrangements, because after going through it so many times, it gets even worse. The ruts get even bigger, so it's, you kind of know once you've been out there to say, hey, you know what, we need to stop and just get a different method to pick them up. And most of the time, parents are really good about it.
And what kind of contingency plans do you have? Say, okay, we can't get down this road to get to these students. How do you still get them to school if they're intent on getting there?
Yep, so our drivers would radio in, and we have a dispatcher here at all times. And then the dispatcher calls the family and just lets them know. And the driver would just say, hey, I can pick them up at this location if they could just meet us there. And then that's kind of how we go about it. It's a big team effort.
Do you guys change bus tires given the season, the time of the season?
We have to monitor those anyway just because of state laws and stuff, so we change those a lot. I wouldn't say it's necessarily just because of the weather, no, or what the roads are like. It's just we have to pay attention to that quite often, but you are changing them out more because of the wear and tear on them.
Any advice for parents or as far as asking for patience in a
situation
like that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Just be patient. I mean, obviously, we know the circumstances they are under, too, you know, with work and trying to get to work and not knowing what to do with the kids and stuff like that. So I think our superintendent makes a good call and enough time to get parents to be able to do that. So, yeah, just be patient with us. We will work with everybody. It's just we take day to day and go from there.
This time of year, do you kind of have a window that you kind of expect that this could be an issue? Certain time frame?
Yeah, pretty much around this time. When it's starting to go from the winter to springtime, we know that this is an issue. And honestly, I mean, I would rather have mud than I would ice and all that stuff. So this is something easy to work with, I think.
I asked you if you'd ever gotten a bus stuck. Have you, the district itself, the time you've been there, transportation director, have that issue?
Since I've been transportation director, no, we have not. We've had snow issues and ice issues, but nothing with the mud. So hopefully that tells you that we have a great team that makes good decisions.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. All right.
Yeah.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Teresa Hartley, Transportation Director for the Mid Prairie School District. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.